Today's daf is daf chof. Aleph, we're holding our chofam and beis at the boy of the way, about one third of the way up. Now, yesterday we dealt with the question of whether lina is beis seret. We talked about the mayim itself in the kior. We talked about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. We talked about the possibility of yotze passing with kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The question today is, what's the of Tuma? Is Tuma Mo'il to destroy Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? So there was, we saw before, obviously, if somebody becomes Tamei, then it's possible for him to be Mimit Taher. And still, it appears, he's Tevel, it says, but the Tefillah has nothing to do with the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So here the question is, assuming I could remove the Tuma separately, but does the Tuma itself make it necessary to do re-Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? If you're Metame, let's talk about being Metame, your Yadayim, forget about the body. Metame the Yadayim. Is the Tuma related in some way to the mitzvah specifically of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in HaKiyor? We're used to, in our minds, thinking about washing from the Kiyor, something like the Tilat Yadayim for eating bread, or something like that. But the truth is that obviously, the fact that the kiyor needs to be a kli sharet, or whatever it is that you're going to use for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, is only with a kli sharet, as we said bifnim. The importance over here must go beyond the question of whether you're yadayim or tohorot. That's not an issue. And obviously, midiraita, there's no such concept of yadayim tohorot. Either you're tohor or you're tameh. So there must be some connection that the kiyor makes of your hands to the Beit HaMikdash itself. In other words, you become now suited for Aveda the Beit HaMikdash. Now, does that have any connection at all to Tumat Yadayim? So suppose the Yadayim would be Mukhuyavot with this, at this, this is what we think at this point, this is the question of Tumat Yadayim would require now Netilas Yadayim. Did it also require Netilat Yadayim again from the Kiyor? Is it two completely different issues? Yesterday, we had two different approaches about walking out with your hands now and your body. Were two separate questions over there, going outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, we didn't really have a raya, but how about thinking, let's assume for a moment that taking yourself out of the Beit HaMikdash, maybe that doesn't pass. But the reason it doesn't passel is because the gavra over there is chazi. The kohen himself can simply walk in and do the avoda. Mashenkein over a year, if the person himself cannot do the avoda because now he is tamei hocha, the gavra lo chazi. So perhaps a suchi besachadayte. So then maybe there's that other problem of besachadas. Or do we say odilma kivan dehodar chazi dakle velo besachadayte? Or since he ultimately could come back in by becoming Tahar. So then he's not Messiah that. But Tashma, Kiddush Yod HaVeragla V'Nitmu Matbilan V'Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish. So it says, you did the Kiddush Yod HaVeragla. Now, now note the word Nitmu. Nitmu does not mean he became Tami. Nitmu became, they became Tami. In other words, there's no such thing as Yadayim Raglayim becoming Tami, but there is a such a thing as Yadayim becoming Tamei Mirabona. So it says over there, Matbilan, meaning you could take care of the Tumas Yadayim. You do not require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Oh, you misunderstood my question. Nitma'u Yadav Lomi Bailon. You're hanging around with the wrong people, Moshe. Richie's a dangerous guy to hang around with. I mean, besides the drugs, the alcohol, and everything else, the sleeping illness. So that we're not talking about that problem of the Yadayim being there. That's not what was my question. Dad, you think I didn't know this? The Braita. I'm wondering about the question where I asked you if the Kain is not able to do the Aveda. That means that he requires Tefillah. Kogufo, I understand. So Tefillah won't even help him. Because he's going to require Harav Shemesh. If he's going to require Harav Shemesh, you said yourself, the question is, that Kivat, since the guy is Hadar Chazi, he can just go back in. You can't just go back and do that. It requires Erev Shemesh. So now I don't understand. Now you're pretending that was the question? I thought the question all along was, Tumas Yadayim is Tumas Yadayim going to do the same thing to be Mechayev you, Klish Yadayim Raglayim and Akiyar. Now you're telling me, no, I never even thought of that. It's obvious that that din is not, has nothing to do. I mean, it's not even a Dioraita concept, Bechlal. I was talking about the guy becoming Tumay. Really Tumay. Now it's a Dioraita issue. He's Tumay. He becomes star. Does it require new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim or not? That's what I want to know. And you told me that. What's the question? You want to know whether he's Mesiach Das, or maybe he's not Mesiach Das because he can go right back in. He can't go right back in. Maybe he's going to have to wait. God knows. He could maybe wait almost 24 hours. Maybe it's the night before. You're telling me that 24 hours is not going to be Mesiach Das? So typically, like even the boy Lamevan Har of Shemesh, he's Surah Mesach Daite for sure. Well, I'm talking about in a case, excuse me, I'm trying to now, you see what you're doing is you're saying my entire issue was as a Hadat. All along, you may have noticed throughout the Sugya, we talk about a concept, let's say Yotze, Tame, and then we throw in the reason why this concept would affect it through as a Hadat. And you thought that is the issue. I'm trying to strip the two things. I'm trying to say like this. Obviously, we need to make a definition of the type of things that are going to possibly actual yadayim. There's nothing on the yadayim, as we said before. It's not as if there's really mayim on the yadayim. The question is, what type of things could we apply bichlal to yadayim? Let's strip the question down to its bare essentials. A guy becomes tamei 1 minute before shkia. Fine. He can now go to the mikveh. So forget about the question, he really is Mesiach Das. That isn't my question, whether he's really Mesiach Das. Forget about a case. Here's a case where there's absolutely no reason for him to be Mesiach Das. My question is whether that is the essence of Tumah, not being able to be Eved, is, for all intents and purposes, the same soul of Hesach Hadas, and therefore will apply to him after Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. I don't mean really he's Mesiach Hadas. No, that's my question. I'm asking about a case, Kuhn, the eat me samuch l'shkiyat hachamah. Don't be childish about this. But what I'm trying to do is apply the idea of Hesach Hadas, not the reality of Hesach Hadas. So here it's a minute before. Now the question is, since Etzim is not shaykh to do the Avreda, you're saying, but he could go back in. Fine, maybe the fact that he could go back in makes it inappropriate to talk about Hesach Hadas. On the other hand, the fact that in reality, at this point, he's totally misulik from the Aveda, that is Hesach Hadas. You can't do Aveda. That's my question. Do you have a raya or not? Teshma. Getting back to the Parah Aduma, remember we had the Machlokas yesterday? So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, you do the Kiddush B'Klisharis Bifnim, and then you have to go out, obviously, to Har HaZeitim to bring the Parah Aduma, to bring the Parah Aduma. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, it doesn't matter where you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, you can do it afilo b'chutz, afilo b'klichol, afilo b'mikida shocheres, and so on. Now, the problem is that the Parah Aduma, you will recall, we bedafka make the guy tamei. Because we want to be motzi miliban shel tzedukim. So we turn him into a tful yom. So then, what's the point of doing the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? You're going to tell me that once the person is not Roy Lavayda, requires again Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, so this is a study of futility. Go do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Not only are you going to have to be Maitim, but you're also going to have to be Matamihim, which according to you now means that anyway you're going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So what are we doing? A part of the Tamuyim Matamina night. The Tzedukim claim, no, you have to be very machmer. It says, ish tahor, and repeats that tahor. Mashmer, you have to be completely tahor. So you cannot use even a person who is a tvoyom and dafka bambu urave shemesh atanaseh. He needs to be completely tahor. So, I mean, since we bedafka make him tamei in order that they should not think that we buy into that garbage, so clearly there would have been no point in the original Kiddush, unless, of course, Shmamino, the lopos labah tuma, must be the tuma, it's not a psul, in Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Says the Gemara, what? Of course, Tuma could be a psulim Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but Tuma, to say the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim of a Pora, Tuma should pass, or where the Pora itself is kosher but Tuma, what are you crazy? I mean, obviously, Shiny Pora hold the Tvu Yom Lo Pasul Ba, so then it's not shy to talk about it being possible in the Adayim for an Aveda that the Tvu Yom itself doesn't pasul. So then, that was my point. I mean, so then it's again a study in futility. Yes, but you already asked that yesterday when you said, what's the point of doing the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and you hold Yotzei with Pasul? Why would you bother doing it if you're then going to have to go to Haraz Esim? How exactly would you want to do a kosher Kiddush? You asked me the same question. It's not a kosher Kiddush anyway. Why bother? I answered you yesterday, and I answer you the same thing today. Ke'en avodah. We're treating the Pora on its own terms. Obviously, we don't take it seriously that it should be completely a carbon. It's not a carbon. The Torah gives us totally different elements. As we says, it's Kedusha Benek Abayit. But nonetheless, we give it the whatever extent of dignity we can give that we would do to real Avodah. Since the Torah does call it a kapara, so it has dinim like a kata. Okay, so we treat it with dignity, but it has nothing to do with using par as a model for what would be a kosher Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for anything. Not for Yetzir, not for Tumar, I don't care anything else. Now, the question that we've got to here, now that we've started, we don't have an answer to this. So this question is also hanging. Now we've got two hanging questions. But what it forces us to rethink is not only what it is that makes you chayev in the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but whether there is indeed a connection between Taharat HaYadayim in terms of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and the Taharat HaYadayim for Netilat HaYadayim. If you're doing Netilat HaYadayim, you can't stick your hands into a bathtub and say, okay, now I did Netilat HaYadayim. But how about from the Kiyor? Is the Kiyor a din? And it doesn't have all these other din in, does it? That we made for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? You know, you open up the spigot, you put your hands under it. I mean, that's not the way we would do Kiddush Adayim Netilas Yadayim. It's a different halacha. Now I got a question for you. Can I stick my hands and feet into the Kiyor? And that should be now Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. I mean, it's true, it says the words, mimenu et yadav et raglav, from it. But I mean, remember, we used that mimenu before to teach me halacha. That mimenu means you need to have a minimum requirement of kibul in the kli. It has to be large enough to hold the water for the kiddush adayim raglayim of four people. That was Moshe Aaron of Anab. That we understood. Now the question is, does mimenu also mean Bedavka, to take from the Kiyor and pour it over your Yadayim, or not necessarily. Point is to get your hands attached to the Beit HaMikdash. So, I mean, it would be even better. You could attach your hands to the Beit HaMikdash by inserting them into the Kiyor. Now they become part of the actual Kli Sharet and so on and so forth. Maybe that's even better. You'll note that there's an interesting problem over here, which is the only way to get your hands and feet at the same time into the Kiyor is by sitting in the Kiyor. But then the problem is that since this was compared to Sheirut, then you're not standing on the floor. You have to have a katzitz at the time. But we said, like, since this Litzurich Sheirut, so it has to be Ba'amida. That's what we said. It has to be Ba'amida. How did you stick everything into the Kiyor? It's a katzitz. We said, Shalo Yamod. Lo halakli, v'lo halrego chaveiro, v'lo...
Between you and the floor.
Yeah.
What if there was no floor? What if the kli, for that, simply just didn't have a floor, and it was just the floor of the Bismikdash kept the water in, and it was just sort of...
But that's not the way it was. You need to have a kli shoreis. It's possible if it's not from a kli shoreis. So the floor doesn't have a din of a kli shoreis. The Milchus Kinoch actually has this question. How does this work? There's all kinds of implications in terms of whether a kli shoreis itself would be considered to be hafsaka. This is the derech of the aveda for the shemus. Maybe here it's not considered to be a chatzitza between your foot. It is the way that, okay, but you can see it's a curious issue. And the whole image is rather funny. You see the one going picking up the other one, dipping him in, just with his, you're dying for Aglai. Shavero Messiah, Duncan Cohen. In any event, so that's my question. Now let me explain myself over here. Do we say mimenu omrachman? I mean, the Torah did say v'rachatzu aharon avanav mimenu et yideyem v'draglehem, which is mashma, take the water out of the kior, which is v'lo b'tocho, you can't stick him in, you have to take the water out. Odema filo b'tocho, and as we said, mimenu has meant other things to us. It didn't necessarily have to mean this. It could be it's coming to say that there needs to be a certain amount of water in the kior. Tashma. We said before that if you put your hands into, or you retrieve your entire body, into a mikveh, meimara, so if you did the aveda and you did not do the kiddush adayim raglayim, pasul. Even though you're completely tar, you went to the mikveh, everything's great. Okay, so why do you think I took the example of sticking yourself into a mikveh? How about sticking yourself into the kiyar? I could have told you even a bigger kiddush. I could have said, and if you stuck your hands and feet into the kiyar, then you would also need kiddush adayim raglayim. I'll tell you why, because you wouldn't. That's the point. The only issue is the mei kiyar, is the mei mara. But ha mei kiyar dumya the mei mara. Had you used the mei of the kara, of the kiyar, the same way that you had the mikveh sticking yourself into it, then it would be okay. And that we don't say mimenu. No, that's not the point. The point over there is that people would think that certainly tahira of your entire body is more valuable to be making you for the Aveda than just doing Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So I'm not coming to address the issue of insertion versus pouring. That's not my point over here. My point here is to let you know that there's no connection between these two issues. You may be have gone through a mikveh, and man, you even put yourself in a mayan, and you're part of the earth. It doesn't help. You need to be miyuchad, part of the aveda of the earth. That requires the kiyor. Shalot tomar, because I'm just coming to address another thing that I know people think in this way. That a guy would say, look, if kol gufo tovel ben, you can even be teva yourself entirely. So yoda v'ragla, if you put it in a mixture, it should be for sure kosher, no? Lo kosher can't. Sometimes they tell you no. But don't now say, you only said, if it's a mikveh, it's no good. Mashma, I stick myself into the kiyar, it is good. Come off it. I'm not talking about the issue of sticking yourself into anything. Omer b'chia bar Yosef, okay, we don't know. Omer b'chia bar Yosef, let's get back to the original question. The original question was, we spoke about the need for sinking the kiyar into the earth with this whole machine that Ben Cutting made in order to avoid the problem of lina on the mekiyar. And we started first with a gentle question of is lina mo'elet b'kiddush adayim raglayim, went into the mekiyar, started off with the machlokas of Rebbe, remember Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. So according to Rebbe, lina will ruin your kiddush adayim raglayim. After Alot HaShachar of the next day, you're going to require a new lina, a new kiddush. And according to Reb Shimon Elazar, you can work for the next 10 days. I don't care. And then we had the question of, is there a midway? And we brought we need to review all this because we're going to be talking about it again. We brought now the Mishnah about the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Trumas Hadesh. And over there, that takes place earlier than Alois HaShachar. And we had the whole question, so why isn't it possible afterwards? And Rabbi Yochanan said, well, it would be kosher because you were kidesh mitchilat ha'avodah. And so we had two approaches to that, Abaya v'Rabba. According to Abaya, Rabbi, the whole point, even according to Rabbi, and Rabbi Yochanan was paskening straight out like Rabbi, is that the din of lina mo'elet b'kiddush adayim raglayim is d'rabbanan, and we weren't geyser on the few moments between Amud HaShachar and Alot HaShachar. So, okay, once you started off of the day, after now, it's the Amud HaShachar good enough for us. That was Abai's approach. Rav's approach was, no, actually, it really is not true, Aliba the Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it would be possible completely, which leads us to the question of, so how was he Mekadosh Yad HaRaglav? Now, at that time, which we'll get to, and actually, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying is he was passing like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and he was saying that all I hold is partially. I don't hold entirely like him, because I think we have to be machmir a little bit when it comes to the nighttime itself. But, so I would say, if your guy's really the entire day, I won't go so far to say as you can keep on going for 10 days, like he says. But Lamai said that amount, I think we can rely on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Shita, and we'll paskin like him. But the purists, in other words, Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, actually argue in the extreme. According to Rabbi, look, it's Amud HaShachar, forget about it. Once you get to Amud HaShachar, it's going to be puzzle. And according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's no such thing as a psul at all. Now, remembering that, we get into the following question. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is done for two very different purposes. One is to work, a Kohen who wants to do avoda, on the Matirin. The Matirin would include Avodat Hadam, because that's Matir now, the Evorim, to be brought on the Mizbeach for an Eila, the Emurim to be brought on the Mizbeach for any Korban, the Achilas Basar for Korbanus other than an Eila, etc., etc. That's called Matir, something that is done that allows you then to continue further on something else that otherwise would have been awesome, either in the Mincha or in the Zevach. This is a very important word that we need to remember, because it turns out to be central to what things become possible. For Pigel, it has to be a Dovash Yeshua Matirin. There's an interrelationship between the subject of the Aveda and the object of the Aveda in general. So the object is called the one that is the Nitar. The subject is the Matir. Then we have the opposite. The subject, we give the general term of Evarim, meaning that those are the things you're going to be putting on the Mizbeach that require other things to be done to be matted them for the Mizbeach. So essentially, even though in children's minds, perhaps, or in B'nai Nayach's mind, the Korban means bringing something on the altar, to us, that's the least important part of the Korban, that's not Ma'akev B'chlal. If there aren't any Evarim, it really doesn't even matter. The important thing was the question of how you dealt with the dam. If afterwards there was no carbon, doesn't interest me. Okay. So that's very important to remember. The material is two completely different elements of the carbon. There's the actual carbon, which we call the Evorim, or the Mincha, would be whatever we are now matir for the Kohen to eat. There is no equivalent except in certain menachas, like Minchas Kohen and so on. But, and then on the other hand, we have the matir, which is the main thing that we're being Isaac in. Kmitza of the Mincha, Nesina Bekli, the Kabbalah Saddam, Zrika Saddam, all of those Avodas. Now there's a big difference between them. The difference is that the actual Avoda, which is all about Matirin, is an Avoda that is done during the daytime. And only during the daytime. The only thing that you can do at night is the unimportant things, which are the actual carbon. Put it on the Mizbeach that you can do all night. The question is, that means that there's two completely different times at which things become possible. If you leave Dam around, for instance, and you don't do the Aveda of the Dam, and now it comes on Shkiat HaChamah, you could throw out that Dam. Because it's the evening that will possible anything that was part of Matirin. You do the Kmitza of a Mincha, put it into a Kli, and forget to bring it. Forget about it. You're not going to be able to bring it now. It became possible, remember, that's equivalent to the dam of a zeva. So then there's an idea of matirin being nifsalim bashkiyat hachama. Masha enkein, evorim only become possible in the morning. Now, my question is this. Let us assume that Lina actually is mo'elet for the mehakiyor. But for what? So let's say I was now going to use this mehakiyor for doing Aveda of a Matir tomorrow. I mean, there maybe it became possible already at Shkiat HaChamah. So do I separate now the water and the Kiyar? This can be used only for working on Evorim, And this can be used for working on Materian and obviously also for Avar. That's my question.
The
question will be, the obvious difference will be, that hits you straight out, is if I want to use this Mekior tomorrow, and I want to use Ben Cutting's machine that lowers the Kior, if that Kior wasn't lowered at Shkiat HaChamah, before Shkiat HaChamah, forget about it. I may be able to continue using the water in the Kior for the Avedas HaLaila, that is to say, Evarim, because there I press the button before the Alos HaShachar and everything would be fine. But I would never be able to use any of that water for Avedas HaAdam.
Because it
was Lina at Shkiat HaChamah, and I only pressed the button in the morning. Mashenkin, if I hold, look, you can't separate the use of the water, and if the water is meant to be used, whatever it's meant to be used for, what do we need to know what the Kohen is going to be doing? There's no theoretical distinction of two levels of Lina. A Lina that becomes Chal vis-a-vis Matirin at Shkia, and a different Lina that is Chal only at Alot HaShachar for the Evarim. I mean, that's, you know, the water is the water. Here we have a Machok. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. Make your nifsalim lamatirim kimatirim, and le'evarim kevarim. The truth is that there are two different moments of the Mekior in which they become possible for different purposes. So over here, if you're coming to do avodas hadam or the avodas hakemetz, then shkiat hachama will possible them just like the dam becomes possible b'shkiat hachama, and just like the komets becomes possible. Which means that if I hadn't lowered the kiyor underground to connect it now to the mayim that's underground, so it should be considered to be mechuber, before shkia, I will never be able to use this water again for kiddush adayim raglayim on any of the avodot tomorrow which involve matirin. Mashenke, when it comes to Evarim, then it's not a problem, because since the Evarim themselves only become possible be'alot HaShachar, so too the water will only become possible be'alot HaShachar.
Okay. Well,
doesn't matter, it's all kosher. That's not important to us.
If it was along the water, it doesn't come kosher when you...
No, how can it become re-kosher?
I don't know, I think I
like by
it's not a din of hashaka. That's not the point. But here it's true chibur. But that only helps to prevent the psul lina. It's not going to replace the water. It's not going to replace lina. How would it replace lina? That's a din in tum of a tyra, which it's b'churba to the earth. It has nothing to do with lina.
There's no bittle.
What?
Any bittle to this water you put in?
It's like anything else. We're machmer on the thing. It's the same thing by Hegdash, which we're monopolat. Because of its chashivas. In any event, Reb Chista Omar, whereas Reb Chista says, no, there's no such distinction. Af lamatirin, ein nifsalim, elai be'amud ha-shachar ke'evarim. It's not true. In other words, the only thing that will pass of this is the morning. But there's no din that if it's not mushka by shkiat ha-chamah that you can't use this water. So even for doing avedas ha-matirin, you only need to treat it with the chumrah of the lina of Evarim. Rabbi Yochanan, now here, it's not clear how Rabbi Yochanan is arguing exactly. Rabbi Yochanan, Mekiyar, Kivan, Sheshaka'o, Shuv, Ein Ma'ali. So Rabbi Yochanan says, having once lowered the Kiyar, you cannot again, or they never used to, bring it up at any time. Mashba, any time during the night, it would become possible. The original thought of what it is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that I disagree with both of you. I hold the moment that the kiyor is exposed during the nighttime, the water becomes possible for anything, even for avodat ha'evari. Well, maybe the avodat laila nami lochasi. It can't be that that's what he means. That Rabbi Yochanan would be saying that it's not kosher for avodat laila. The Omer of Az, the Omer of Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa, Kiyor Shalosh Hakomi Beherv Mekadish Vimeno Lavodat Laila. Here it says Beferish. that if you did not lower the giyor by shkia, you could still use that water for avodat laila. It's just you cannot use that water for avodas hayom, which is mashma, that he's saying completely what Rabbi Abba Yosef said. And he's not arguing on both of them, which is weird. Then why would he say something which boils down to the same thing? But in any event, it's clear from here that it is kosher for the avodat laila. So why does he say that eino ma'aleihu? No, that means eino ma'aleihu nami dekarma. He means avodat hayom. He just means, look, you know, if you're going to bring this up anytime during the night, then you should know that the water will be nifsal during the nighttime, and you're not going to be able to use that makior tomorrow. You're going to have to empty all the water and start over again. That's all he's saying. Right. If that's all he's saying, then he's saying exactly what Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef is saying. Then why would we have three shitot? We have Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, who said that it's kematirin, lematirin kematirin levorim kevor. And we have Rav Chista, who says, no, it's all the same as evorim. And then we have Rav Yochanan, who simply repeats what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said. What would be the point in that? Ah, take it back. You know what? Ike benayu gzeirat shikua. The truth is, Rav Yochanan was not even discussing the issue of psul. He wasn't saying that if you took it up during the night at any point, it would be possible for avodat yom. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that you should know, says Rabbi Yochanan, we do not rely on somebody remembering to be mishakea the kiyor in the morning. What we do is we're mishakea in the night, because what we're afraid is that it will end up becoming possible. Because you won't be Mishakeya. That's all that he's saying. He isn't discussing. Note that he never uses the word pasal. All he said was, a kiyor that wasn't Mishukah at the right time, we don't use it. Right? So in other words, he's saying that if you want to protect the kiyor, and you're mechuyev to protect the kiyor, because, after all, there's a mitzvah to protect all kachim from psul. Once it has a din of kedushat haguf, so what do you think? Water is cheap? This water was kodesh and klisharis. Therefore, you must take care of it. If you're going to take care of it, you can't be gerim the psul of lina in it. That's why they made the mechona, not to protect yourselves from the extra tircha of refilling the kiyor. And because of that, you need to be mishaked before, just like any other kodesh, so that it shouldn't come ultimately the day psul in the morning. But we're going to just leave it lying around the whole time. So then, you know, probably nobody's going to remember. Who's going to remember to put it down? The same thing like the flagpole, you know. Lower the flag as the sun sets. Lower the kiyor as the sun sets. So Mamela, Rabbi Chiya says something completely different. Rabbi Chiya says, look, I'm just telling you, the moment that it's at the night, it's going to become possible. Now, as far as whether you want to protect it, you do whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do. I don't hold that there is a mitzvah particularly to be Mishakeh. That's up to you. When we say Ikebanayu Gzeirat Shikua, that doesn't mean that is the only nafkamina. It means that the point that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about is Gzeirat Shikua. In reality, there's two machlokas in between him and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Because according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the moment it's exposed to Laila, it becomes Nifsa. Rabbi Chiya doesn't hold that it's exposed to Laila, it's Nifsa. The only reason that we need the Shikua is in order not to forget to the Shikua in the Boker. So there's really two issues over here. So now, okay, if this is the case, Zera Shikua, then how did Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that a Kohen, who is Makadish Yadav Trumat HaDeshen, Lemochar, Ein Tzorech Lekadish, Kvar Kiddush V'Tchilat HaAvodah? Did Rabbi Yochanan just say yesterday that you have to be Makadish Yadayim before Alot HaShachar? How did you do that? You had to take it out again. Otherwise, how would you possibly get to a kiyor that had already been sunken into the ground, right? Now, you're telling me the whole point. I mean, obviously, you have to take it out. That doesn't bother me. Because we already said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, There's no psul in it's being exposed to the nighttime. I'm just telling you, you have to be mishaker. That doesn't bother me. The fact that you have to take it out is because you have to take it out. That doesn't bother me either. Because after all, there's a big difference between somebody who's going to come along, find the kiyar mishuka, needs to press the button to take the kiyar out. When he finishes doing the netilat yadayim, he presses the button again and puts the kiyar back down. So now when it comes alot hashachar, it won't be exposed. That doesn't bother me. But if somebody's going to leave the doors to the fridge open and then figure that when his kid comes down in the morning to make a cup of coffee and take out the milk, they're going to close the door. Why would I close the doors of the fridge if dad left it open anyway? There's a chance if you find the doors of the fridge closed, maybe they'll close the doors of the fridge. But they're certainly not going to close them if they find them open. So this is Rabbi Yochanan Sfara. You have to go be mishakeya in the evening. Then the coin comes along in the morning, he finds it down there, he says, oh my gosh, I better remember to put it back down. It takes him 10 seconds to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and he puts it back down. But you didn't say that. If according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole focus over here is on the protection of the water of the Kiyor, how the heck didn't he say, and make sure to be Mishakeya it, after the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? So it's not the element of whether it would be possible that bothers me. It's why he doesn't talk about it that bothers me. And this is how Rashi learns the circuit. So all that bothers me is the language. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say there is a mitzvah to be mishakeya right away? Now look, remember we had two approaches. I mentioned earlier in the introduction to today's daf. We had Abaye's approach and Rav's approach. So according to Rava, who said that the entire discussion of Rabbi Yochanan's psak was in that issue about the Kohanim mitchilah aveda, he says that's because Rabbi Yochanan was going aliba to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and that Rabbi Yochanan only passed like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in one thing. So then maybe this over he was mukim lahik Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That thing was good. That psak that we had there was going with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Yochanan said before, Kivan Shishako Enu Ma'alehu, that could be going like Rebbe. Because, I mean, remember that Rebbe holds that Lina is wireless, Bekiddush Adayim Raglayim. I'm not going to have any kules when it comes to, according to Rebbe. Problem. What's the problem? I'm going like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Lina is not mo'elis. What should I say? According to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, I should say, be careful to press the button and put it back down. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Why would I need to be careful? I could continue to do the Aveda for the next 10 days. There's no psul of Lina. You're confusing two different brightot. One is going on Libra to Rebbe, and one is going on Libra to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So of course I'm not going to say over here, make sure you put it back down. But if you hold that you're going, according to Abaye, Abaye says that both of them are going on Libra to Rebbe. So then I don't understand. Isn't it a problem? Kasha to Rebbe Yad or Rebbe? I mean, how come? How come when it came to the way we learned Alibet a Rebbe, that he says you have to be very careful, be Meshakea before Shkia, we're very worried about maybe somebody will forget. And how come over here that he doesn't talk about it? And how come he doesn't say Meshnaacha that lo Meshakeale? Says the Gemara, because he is Meshakeale. The Mesalek Leila Hadar Meshakeale. I mean, isn't the whole point here that we are coming to discuss the question of whether a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim helps before Alois HaShachar? And Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, yes, it helps before Alois HaShachar. That's what I'm coming to discuss. Now, the question should be, what exactly is the problem over here? Of course, you'll be Meshakeid if you hold its puzzle. I'm not coming to discuss with you here the issue of Shikua. My whole point here is the Chiddush, that even if you hold that there's a problem of Lina, there will not be a problem in your Yadayim, Mitzilat Avodah. That's all I came to tell you. Why? Because, as we said, it's going a little bit of Rebbe, and Rebbe holds, we didn't make a Gezerah on that little bit of time. So there's no problem of your yadayim in that. That's my important point over here. That is a tremendous kiddush in the dinim of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That mikrot hagever at safra, as we put it, there's no problem of a psul of lina. Okay. So then, yachi lamocher eno mekadesh. Am I? I don't understand why you would say that. No, it doesn't mean, you know, it means ein tzorech lekadesh. You cannot be. So we thought that it meant lemachar eno mekadesh. You can't use it because it was nifsal. But now you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of course you put it back down. So of course you put it back down. Then it was a nifsal. So then am I? Why can't I use it tomorrow? I'll take it back out again. What it means is ein tzorech lekadesh. Lamachar eno mekadesh, that this mayim is kosher even for matirin, correct? So now you're saying that I can even use this water, that it's kosher to do the aveda tomorrow when I'm going to do the water, the kiddush for work on the matirin, which is what I do during the day. And you're telling me the same thing of Rav Chista. Rav Chista was saying that lamatirin or la'evarim is both ke'evarim. Isn't that Rav Chista? Yeah, it is Rav Chista. But remember, I already explained to you, the main question here is, before you ask me, isn't that Rav Chiya bar Yosef? Now you're asking me, isn't it Rav Chista? I already explained to you what Rav Yochanan was coming for. Rav Yochanan was coming to address the chiyuv of shikua. That's all. He's telling you that we make a takana, that it's important to protect the me'akiyor. The way in which we protect the me'akiyor is by putting it down at sunset, before sunset. Now you're telling me, but you have to take it out for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Trumas HaDeshen. Do so. You'll find it down, you'll put it back down again. What's the problem? Now you're asking me, what do I hold about the water becoming possible? Yeah, fine, I hold it that the water doesn't become possible if you do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Matirin, even though it was early, doesn't become pasul the whole day. I thought I owed to, you're right. I don't need, for even for Matirin. That's for sure, that we already said, because
for
it was only...
But not for the...
For sure for Evarim. Whatever is kosher for Matirin is for sure kosher for Evarim. All we're saying is, as long as it was Mishuka, at that point, it's okay. Meitven. Lo hayuro inoto. Now, this is a continuation of the story of, in the Mishnah, of the story of how the Kohen would go for Trumat HaDeshen. So it's pitch black. And the other, it says over there that he would not use a candle, an avuka, no flashlight. He would walk to the light of the fire on the Mizbeach. They couldn't see him from the Beit HaMoked, where the other Kohanim were waiting to do the Avada. So lo hayuro inoto, they didn't see him, they didn't hear him, until they heard the sound of the mulchani. Then they understood that, uh-oh, we better get out of here. So, at shomim kolo shaleit shasa ben katin mulchani lekiyor. And then they would say, okay, guys, get out. Higia eit kiddush yadayim v'raglayim min hakiyor. So doesn't that mean that if they heard it, they must have heard that he was lifting it out. He was raising it. Because bepashtus, to lower it, you don't need a machine. Gravity will lower it for you. The problem is, how do you get it back out? So then you just release it. If you release it, it's not going to make any noise. You're going down. So you release it slowly. So what's the problem? Must be that you were lifting it out, and that's what they heard, right? I mean, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So if that's the case, then they understood that it must have been that it was Mishuka. According to Rav Chista, it wasn't Mishuka. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds there was a mitzvah shikua. The nafkamina we just said between Rav Chista and Rabbi Yochanan is that Rav Chista says there's no chiyuv to be mishakea. So how come when the Kohen came to do the Trumat HaDeshen, he needed to turn on the motor? How did they hear him? Why did they hear him? So it seems to be then that Rav Chista is unsupportable from here. So Mila, the Misalikle, it must be that they heard him bringing up the Kiyar, because that's what's going to make noise. which would improve that it must have been Mishuka before, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Alma Mishakele. No, doesn't mean that it was Mishuka. It simply means that he lowered it. That's the point, according to Rabbi Chisda. Because according to Rabbi Chisda, the only moment that's going to matter to us to be Meshakea the Kiyor is right before the Amud HaShachar. So at that point, we're going to have to make sure that it's underground. Okay, so for 5 minutes he puts it underground, and that's the noise that they heard. They heard him lowering it. No, what do you mean? If they heard him lowering it, why would they hear him? I mean, he could just have released it and then let it down. That shouldn't make any noise. That should wake anybody up.
A ratchet operation
could... There should... Oh, that's the... Says the Gemara, yes. Because Mishakele Bagalgala. They actually, Bedafka, made noise. In other words, he didn't just release it. He ratcheted it down. Because this way it would serve to notify everybody that they were needed to get out of here fast because I'm going to be coming back from the Trumat HaDeshen in 5 minutes. So you got 5 minutes to make it here to continue working on the Deshen on the Mizbeach, either to put it on the Tapuach or to remove it, the whole thing, depending on Rashi's approach, Rambam's approach. But the point is, it acted as an alarm clock. Or another Lashon, Lishnachrin Mishakele Bechumrate. You used the mechanism to lower it. Okay, question whether these are two different things or just two different Lashonas. Is it that you use the whole mechanism or just the galgal? Or is it that Bibadavka, according to some, that Bibadavka raised it and lowered it? That's how some of the Rishonim explain. In other words, you raised it to make noise after lowering it so that they could hear it and then released it again. But whatever. But the point is, it's a different in Lashonas. It doesn't really matter. So we want the Kohanim to hear. And that way, when they wake up, Lashonim Evelete, we want them to hear and they'll come. Why do they need to hear this? Avi Gvini Cruz. I mean, there was a guy that was appointed to wake everybody up. So he already had an alarm clock. Exactly. This is the snooze button. So we need Beit Shrei Hekeri Avi Avdi. We had two different alarm clocks. Somehow there are people who hear one and not the other. So therefore, those who come with Gvini Cruz, come with Gvini Cruz. The Shama Mihayati. The point is, always give an extra call to Moshe in the morning, just to make sure. Iboilo, tum'a Moshe to ila kiddusha daim raglaim. Im tim tzolomer yitzia lo pasla, maybe that's only because gavra is chosi. Avalacha the gavra lo chosi, yesuchi mesach daite. Adilba kivadada chosi, dakle velo masach daite. Tashma, kideisha daim raglaim, v'nitmu, madbilan ve'in tzorek lekadish. Nitma'u yadav. That's not what we were asking. Kika b'boyla nitma kol gufo. Kol gufo. So then for sure, kiven d'boyla mevet harav shemesh, of course he was besach daite. No, no. Tong meke gond itmi tzomach l'shkiat ha-chamas. Forget about hezach ha-dat. Toshma, pora, Rebchir bar Yosef omer, mikadesh b'kli sharet b'fnim, v'yotze. Rebbe Yochanan omer, afilo b'chutz, afilo b'kli chol, or even, for that matter, with a piece of junk, as far as I'm concerned, a film of Kiddush HaKadosh. Now, by Pora, we're going to have to go ahead and be Metami. Titzan Metamino Yoakwena Sorefet Aparamat Bilinoto Lotzimili Banchet Tzedukim Shoy Omrim Bumurave Shemesh Aita Naaseit. So if that's the case, Shmamin Olo Pasla Batuma. Well, I mean, obviously, Shine Pora hold it for Yom Lo Pasla Bat. But my point is that Iochi Lomali the Mekadesh. Yeah, well, my point is, like I told you yesterday, ke'in avodah. Iboyelu, ma'o lekadesh yadav v'raglav b'kior. Do we say, mimenu, om rachmana, mimenu implies v'lo b'tocho, al deo ma'afilu b'tocho, om renagma yitzchak tashma, o shetaval b'mei ma'arav yavad avodadah besula. It's mashma, that's the only problem. But if you would do it that way with the Mea Kiyor, Dumya, the Mea Ma'arav Yavad, then Avodato would be Ksheira. No, I'm trying to tell you a Kiddush over here. The Mea Ma'arav, it's Strichale. Shalotomar, well, if Kol Gufo Tovel Be'am, certainly, Yoda Varaglav Lokoshke would be kosher. Therefore, I'm going to tell you, don't think that way. Omer Kiyah Bar Yosef, make your nifsalin lo matirin ke matirin, ule evarim ke evarim. Rav Chistor, nah, there's only apsul and amud ha-shachar, not before. So af lo matirin, ein nifsalin el ba amud ha-shachar ke evarim. Rav Yochanan Omer, kiyor, kevan sheshako, shuv ein ma'aleo. So now, you're telling me la meimra de la avodat laila nami lo chazi. V'yomer Rav Asi, omer Rav Yochanan, mishmei de yofa, kiyor shalosh akomi be'erev bekadesh mimenu la avodat laila, ulamachar eno mekadesh, which, I mean, it seems to be saying that it's exactly the same halacha. No, well, he's saying, my eno ma'aleo, he just means eno ma'aleo la avodat hayom. But you certainly, lavodat laila won't be nifsal chazi. So then you're saying exactly what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, that it's possible only for matirin and not for evarim, right? No. Iki benayu gizera chikua. But now I want to point, v'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, kidesh yadav l'trumat hadeshen, l'machar ein tzarech l'kadesh, shekvar kidesh mitchilat avodah. So now, bishleim l'rava, demukim lahik rebeloz Rabbi Shimon. Okay, where it says over here, you're Meshakei, it's going like Rebbe. But according to Abaye, Yods both are going like Rebbe, right? So now, why in one case, I'll leave it to Rebbe, Yods, Lina's Moelet, I need to do Shikua, and in the other case, I don't even mention Shikua. Maishnahatam to Meshakei Ale, Umaishnahachara, we don't even mention that we're Meshakei Ale. No, we are Meshakei Ale. Misalek Levod and Meshakei Ale. So then, Iachi Lamocher, Eno Mekadesh, am I? I don't understand why you would say that. No, it doesn't mean, you know, it means ein tzorech lekadesh. You cannot be. So we thought that it meant lemachar eno mekadesh. You can't use it because it was nifsal. But now you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of course you put it back down. So of course you put it back down. Then it was a nifsal. So then am I? Why can't I use it tomorrow? I'll take it back out again. What it means is ein tzarich lekadesh. Huh? So now you're telling me that lematirin michzei chazi, then hainu d'Rav Chista never became possible. Correct, it never became possible. That's what I said to you originally. It never became possible. Ika beinayu mitzvah shikua, as I explained before. Meitve. The echav hakohanim lo hayu roim oto, lo hayu shomim bet kolo, ad shomim kol shaleit shasa ben kotin, muchani lekiyor, and then they all say, hey, it's time to get up, get out. And omrim, higia eit kiddush adayim ha-goyim min ha-kiyor. Now, I mean, obviously, they must have heard it besalikle, in which case it must have been mishuka before, right? Amar mishakale. No, they heard only when he was finished, when he was mishakale. Mishakele doesn't make any noise. Mimishtamakale. Mashmud Rabbi Yochanan is right. And they were Mishakeyed before. No, they bedafka made noise. Mishakele b'Gilgala, or Lishnachrina, Mishakele b'chumrate. Ke'echa de Lishtamakale. In order that the Kohanim should be Lishmei v'leite. Why do we need this to be the alarm clock? Ahavig v'nei cruz. Two alarm clocks. Petrea kerei avi avi. The shama mi hayati, the shama mi hayati.